Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM. This is KNX News 97.1 FM.
The people you know, the voices you trust.
I'm Rob Archer.
And I'm Karen Adams. L.A. Councilmember Kevin DeLeon attended today's council meeting in person, and he was met with people loudly demanding his resignation. But our Craig Vigner tells us the loudest voices were from a separate group of activists.
The largest group of protesters in this L.A. City Council meeting came from Black Lives Matter. They had started the morning with a rally outside of L.A. City Hall. They are outraged over the death of Keenan Anderson. He was involved in a confrontation with LAPD. It was January 3rd. He was repeatedly tased. He went into cardiac arrest and died. They're demanding that L.A. Mayor Karen Bass replace LAPD Chief Michael Moore. And their protest was loud but brief, about 10 minutes.
And the guy holding the sign up right there, you've been ordered removed too because you were shouting, and the president removed everybody over there that was disrupting. That includes the guy with the death to killer cop sign.
In addition to demanding the ouster of LAPD's chief, these protesters want trained mental health care workers responding to a larger portion of the calls currently assigned to LAPD.
If I run a red light, I shouldn't be confronted by a government worker with a deadly weapon. There's just no reason for it.
LA City Councilmember Marquise Harris-Dawson says he's aligned with the protesters in wanting more mental health care workers responding to calls currently going to police. But he says he is not demanding that LA Mayor Karen Bass immediately replace the chief of police. At LA City Hall, Craig Fickner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Los Angeles Unified School District Board of Education has elected Jackie Goldberg as board president. Goldberg is a former high school teacher who has served on the board twice before. She's also a former LA City Council member and a former member of the California State Assembly. She said her number one goal is for every student to realize their potential and every adult in the district to play their part. Board member Scott M. Schmerelson was elected as board vice president.
LA police have arrested an Orange County man who's been on the run after a young woman was killed during a street takeover in South LA Christmas night. Our John Baird has the story from LAPD South Traffic Division.
The suspect, Dante Chapel Young, was caught outside Albuquerque last week after an intense manhunt. L.A. Police Detective Ryan Moreno.
It literally was like if you're watching a movie and you're living through a movie. It was a game of chess, if you will.
Chapel Young was believed to be the driver of a black Chevy Camaro that was involved in the street takeover and the fatal collision at the corner of Florence and Crenshaw on Christmas night. Nursing student Eliza Guajaca was hit and later died at a hospital. Her mom, her brother, and others thanked investigators.
You guys are amazing.
It means a lot to our family.
Detectives say video clips and information started pouring in right away.
We'd already started receiving a lot of tips from the public, people that are associated with the whole street racing culture.
Police say they're still looking for two other suspects who were at the street takeover and believed to be doing donuts at the same time.
It'd make it easy for themselves and for their family and do the right thing and just come forward and turn yourself in.
Otherwise, he says detectives will track them down as well. In South L.A., I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A well-known porn star will not be standing trial on rape and other charges. An L.A. judge ruled that Ron Jeremy is mentally incompetent because of what his attorneys say is incurable neurocognitive decline. The 69-year-old adult film actor pleaded not guilty in August 2021 to dozens of charges, including 34 counts of sexual assault. Prosecutors said the attacks happened over a 23-year span dating back to 1996. Jeremy will now be placed into a state hospital.
The mysterious death of an Orange County public defender who was vacationing in Mexico with his wife is getting more attention from the U.S. government over the last several days. Our Pete Demetrio reports, as of now, little new information on the case is out.
Hotel workers at the Los Rocas Resort and Spa in Rosarito Beach found the body of Elliot Blair at the base of a four-story building last Saturday morning. Blair's family and friends are not satisfied with information from police, who indicate alcohol use was a factor in the death. They believe it was, in their words, a brutal crime, but stopped short of calling it a homicide. The State Department had issued a travel advisory for the region 3 months ago, warning of a risk of kidnappings of U.S. nationals, but said beyond a notification to consular officials, they have no other comment. However, Orange County Congressman Lou Correa's office has pushed for direct ties between Blair's family and the consulate in Tijuana, but it's not clear if any other involvement, perhaps by the FBI, might happen in the investigation. In downtown L.A., I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A scary scene in Corona where a large cinder block wall collapsed in the backyards of several homes. It happened this morning along San Diego Drive. The Corona Fire Department evacuated 8 homes. No injuries reported. The Corona Building Department assessing the properties. The Red Cross is helping the families.
Inglewood police are asking for help to find 2 suspects in the robbery of a Target store last month. They say one of them filled up a shopping cart with merchandise, pepper sprayed an employee, then left the store without paying. He left in a car driven by the second suspect. Now, the robbery took place shortly after 9 in the evening on December 15th at the Target on Century Boulevard in Inglewood.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.